Martin Zender here, and welcome to Tone It Down Tuesday. On Tone It Down Tuesday, I attempt to talk slower and to massage my own neck and my temples and try to relax a little bit behind the microphone here at my undisclosed location. I thank you, Jeannie, for your email, for your good questions, and I'm going to deal with the first part of your question there. What is our purpose? I think you asked that on the heels of realizing that all creation, in fact, will return to God at the consummation. After God is finished with his plan of the ages or plan of the eons, people seem to think that, well, since it's all wrapped up, why should I do anything? I'm not saying you're saying this, Jeannie. You're coming off the Orthodox mindset, where it all depends on what you do, and if you don't talk to people, they're going to get damned. You're finally resting on the heels of the revelation you received. You're now resting in God, and you're enjoying that. But at the same time, I have no doubt you're feeling just a little bit guilty. Aren't I supposed to be doing something? Here's the question I get. Again, you're not saying this, Jeannie, but boy, have I heard it many times. Well, since everybody's going to be saved, why preach the gospel? Well, that everyone is going to be saved is the gospel. That's like saying, since the U.S. hockey team just beat the Russians, why tell anybody? Boy, you really get insight into the person's mind, the person who asks this question. They really expose themselves. What these people are saying by asking this question is that, you know, in order to make this exciting for me, in order for me to be interested in preaching the gospel, I have to be some kind of small g God here that's either making or breaking people's eternal destiny. That's what makes it exciting. They don't see themselves as the bringer of incredibly good news. God is conciliated to the world. Isn't that great? That somehow takes the excitement out of it for them. Why preach? Can I use myself for an example here? I've known this truth for 18 years now, and I have been teaching full-time for 11 years. This has not made my motivation wane. It has given me a purpose to teach, to give people this incredible news that it's not up to you, it's something that God already did. Going back to 2 Corinthians 5:18, where I took you yesterday, God is conciliated to you through Christ. He is not reckoning your offenses to you, not even the offense of unbelief. You are saved for eternity because of Christ's work. Now, what's your response to that? You see how it turns the whole thing around? I present folks with a fact. Here's the fact. You're saved. Now, what's your reaction to that? And most of the time, the action is belief. Well, since this is true, what can I do but believe it? How different than presenting the gospel as something that could be true only if you believe it. You see, the false gospel is not presented as a fact. The only fact is that you're on probation. God is waiting to see what you're going to do. It's almost like The Price is Right. They show you this new car or this trip to Hawaii. All this can be yours if The Price is Right. Who's on the vanguard today? Where is the leading edge of God's army? Well, it's a revolution, and it's happening where you do not expect it to be happening. It's happening at kitchen tables. It's happening at small gatherings where the scriptures are present and a concordance is present. It's happening among people who are coming to a realization of who God is. There's no trumpet sounding before these people. Here's the vanguard. No, there are no bold words written across their vehicles. It's a quiet realization of who God is. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Therefore, I also, on hearing of this faith of yours in the Lord Jesus, and that for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention in my prayers that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may be giving you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the realization of Him, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened. This is what happened to you, Jeannie. The eyes of your heart were enlightened. You saw a more glorious God. Paul goes on, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, for you to perceive what is the expectation of His calling. These people who are coming to this realization, these are the vanguard of God's army happening among you today. More on this tomorrow. Thank you for being with me. I remain yours, Martin Zender, and we'll see you tomorrow.